tipping started back in Europe years and years ago, and it was like an old tavern where people would pay a tip when they'd walk up to the bar and hopefully get quicker service or better service, and that's how it kind of led out that way. Hey, my friends, welcome back to our podcast, People Bring Profit. Today, our topic, I brought this up to the team. It's been pushed around social all the time. We get questioned about it from the first day we got into business until today, and it's on tipping. But I want to get to you. Thank you for joining us. And if you like our podcast, please go hit the subscribe button, whatever platform you're at. But I really want to push you to YouTube. We're really hitting YouTube. We're hitting YouTube hard. Apple and all the other podcasts are doing phenomenal, but we're almost at our trademark that we want to hit set a while back, and we are almost at those subscribers. But today I'm joined by my awesome team over here.
Yeah. Yep. So Kimberly Alexa here at Aspire to Be Hospitality Group.
Thank you for joining us, Kimberly, today.
Yep. You're welcome.
Justin Smith, Aspire to Be Hospitality, running operations.
There you go. There you go. Hey, but today's topic is about tipping, and this is a hot topic because ever since COVID, tip is everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was at Walmart the other day, and I thought, what's this thing asking me? But it's asking me to rate it. You know, I'm not going to rate this, but I thought, is this about to ask me for a tip,
this
machine? but it is a hot topic, and it's came up many a times since COVID, and we did a little segment on this years back, really on our first series, and it was about tipping a little bit, but not in more in-depth of this. It was great. You know, skirted over it. But the tipping started back in Europe years and years ago. And it was like an old tavern where people would pay a tip when they'd walk up to the bar and hopefully get quicker service or better service. And that's how it kind of led out that way. I do that. I mean, I go to places if I'm sitting in a line and it's, if we're at a restaurant or at a bar or experience and there's people waiting on you and I'm like, man, it's taking 30 minutes. Yes, I'm like, hey, here's $20.
Yeah, when you see my face, I want to go first.
Yeah.
It's like jockeying.
And that's how it started out, you know, and it starts, and tipping is in not just tipping, but that's how it started. We were at Disney a while back. I was thinking about this on this topic that we had brought up. Like at Disney, people pay extra to have those people escort them around Disney. You've seen that, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they pay I don't know, $2,000. And they take them around Disney. To me, that's a form of tipping because that person's, you're tipping Disney to get faster service. And you cut the lines, you get all that extra benefit out of it. I don't care for that, but I see people do that. So I kind of started that thinking of it. But that's how it all started back in history where people paid extra to get better service or cut in line. So, but now the tipping model is different. And I want to talk about our restaurants because I saw this big topic on our local social media page. A couple of restaurant guys asked, it was like, what's your view on tipping? And it was asking the consumer. And so people dove in there. And that's the same we look at all the time as a business. I'm always watching the tipping, way it's working and how it's going, making sure our servers feel tipped because, you know, some of them complain about it, some of them celebrate it or what. So on the restaurant side, it's important on our financials, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we got to pay our employees an hourly wage.
Well, when you say it's important on our financials, I think you're referring to that as a business owner, we are a business company. We get tip credit.
Yes.
We're considered a tip credit employer in the state of Texas. Now, that's not throughout the United States. Some states do not get that advantage that we do.
Yeah.
And so that's just basically we pay a lower minimum wage to our servers, and then the tips make up the difference. However, I will say if the tips do not make up the difference, we are required as an employer to make up the difference. And so
they are
on a minimum wage scale at that point.
I want you to keep going here, but I want to bring that up because that's important. People don't understand that if our servers don't make an average of a minimum wage in a tip, and when they're being tipped, could be a day that they're working at one of our Buffalo Wild Wings and it's a bad weather day, and they didn't make enough money to cover their tips to cover their minimum wage, we offset that. We have to pay that.
Yeah. So you have to do the federal minimum wage. And so whatever that difference is, if their tips don't make the difference as an employer, you make up the difference 100%.
But, you know, I always felt like this way, and Justin on this too, when you go into our restaurants and you see some of the servers, and our son was a server at one of our stores, and we go in there and we talk to these servers, and they're like, well, I didn't make that much in tips today. but some of them made a lot more. It's on the hospitality side. That's the whole trick to this, right?
Oh, yeah. It's friendliness, cleanliness, speed of payment, order accuracy, hot food hot, cold food, you know, making a genuine connection. Those are tips. Those are tippable items. And on the upside, you know, it's very common to schedule your great teams based on, you know, credit card tips or tips being a metric. The higher you generally get tipped, that there's a great correlation to the better service you're probably providing. Yep. And there's good tippers and bad tippers out there, and everybody has their own model. But over the span of a couple weeks or a couple months or, you know, your 10-year serving or bartending, it really starts to show, you know, where your opportunities are. But the service aspect of it, my quick story is I delivered pizza and was being tipped 20 years ago. And I feel like just like anything technology, tipping just recently started changing. As a pizza delivery driver, it didn't matter what the check was. I got probably $1 to $3. And if I, you know, got it there quickly on time and the pizza was still hot and fresh, maybe that was a $3 tip. And if I didn't, someone would throw me a buck. But it was never this doesn't matter 20% craziness that it now is. I mean, I order Pizza Hut right now and it's a $70 bill and they want me to tip 14 bucks or 20% on a delivery of a pizza for a place that's a mile away from my house. That whole model has changed immensely.
Yeah.
I don't know if you all feel it, but it's like, it's not just a dollar or a buck or $3 or handing someone what you think they deserve. It's percentages.
Yeah. And, well, through technology though, we've gotten percentages now. So now the technology puts in front of our face, do you want to do 20, 25, 30 or custom, right?
Yeah.
That's, and I think that's why people are starting to communicate more about this, because back in the day before we had that technology, we could basically write what we wanted in Tipline, right? It wasn't suggested to us. So now we're walking around with our feelings on our shoulders because this computer is suggesting something to me and people are communicating to customers or to our consumers, hey, would you like to leave a tip on the screen here? You can put 20, 30 or whatever percent. And so I think people are really getting their feelings or their underwear in a wad by being offended by someone asking for a tip.
Culturally, you have to hit other. Like if I don't want to tip what's being suggested to me, mm-hmm. I have to hit a button that they're aware that you're hitting and then make a different decision. And I feel like the whole time you're kind of being judged.
Yeah.
Like in that but I don't get that. I don't like, get that because I don't feel like if someone says, would you like to leave a tip at a coffee shop that the only thing that they did was pull the lever to pour the coffee in the cup, I don't get offended at all. No, I don't want to leave a tip. You didn't service me anything. I'm paying for the product that I'm here to pay for.
Yeah.
So, but I do think since it's become such a common practice and it's in the face of the consumer all the time, we're starting, for sure awareness is out there, but we're starting to become offended by it because everywhere we go, mm-hmm. someone's saying, no matter if it was a service to you or not, even if you're just buying a product, people are saying, well, would you like to tip?
Yep, yeah. And that's where I think you go to when you go in our restaurants, and I'm trying to use our restaurants because I really judge them and watch them. And when we go to other restaurants, I'm watching how they do it. And, you know, it all goes back for, there's two parts of this side of it. The business side of it, if they got rid of tips, like everybody, and I have some good friends of mine, I ain't going to say one of them's name, but from the day before I owned my own restaurant, he hated tipping model. He just thought it was inappropriate. He thought the restaurant should pay all their employees enough money that they don't need tips. And I get his, you know, philosophy on that side. But if it's a restaurant and in our hospitality business, if we had to go pay everybody an honest wage, I don't even, what are you going to pay for chicken wings?
Yeah, it allows you to keep your menu prices far down possible. And then the tip is, do I want to give a little extra for the service I received? If you pay it forward on the service, the prices are going up.
Yeah.
So you're going to pay on both ends, irregardless of the experience you get in a restaurant or anywhere you're going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think so on that side of it, you know, as a business owner, we got to kind of watch that to see, and we have to pay attention. And we get tip reports and we kind of see what they get. You know, people think all these servers are making a lot of money. Some of them are doing pretty well, but they're killing the hospitality side. They're really overkilling it. The other average ones are averaging 12%. You know, I read this big article that the average person getting tipped today. And they might get some at 30, but a lot of them are 5%. If you go through our report, you'll see 7%, 10%, 10%. You don't see. So I believe in that national average. But me and you had a conversation with Justin the other day about when in California, their minimum wage, they're having to pay those higher wages, even the servers, and they're getting tipped on that. I wonder if that consumer that knows that server's making $15 an hour or what, are they tipping 20%? Are they going back to none or 1% or 5%? I wonder what they're doing.
Yeah, I have no idea. But it is important for the consumer to know when whatever state you're in, it's all different.
Yeah.
It depends upon the state and if the state is has the opportunity to claim tip credits. So yeah, it's important for you to know. You don't want to go to California and tip 40% when you know that, you know, the server's already getting,
yeah,
the establishment's already paying the server for their service. But I think it's just, again, to me, it goes back to a ridiculous mindset that this all started for you tipping for a service, mm-hmm, that you get, whether you sit down and someone comes to you and fills your cup. Is your server bringing you your hot food hot, or are they letting it sit in the window? It's an opportunity for you to pay someone given the service that you've been provided. It's not a an obligation, per se. It's your opinion of how your service went at that time. And so that way, if you have poor service, give the 10%. If you had exceptional service, 20% or greater is customary.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't get all offended by that. It's just, it's part of the service model. And service tip is for a reason. And now gratuity, I think, is above and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that's different than service tipping in my view.
Mm-hmm.
Gratuity is something that you want to extend and give above and beyond for the service that you received.
Yeah.
So to me, in my mind, if I got exceptional service as a customer from my server, 20% is minimum. But if they done above and beyond, it's above and beyond 20% would be the gratuity that I would add onto the bill.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
You know, I love how you said that because, Justin, we open new stores, and I try to always do this speech, and when we have an opportunity to get in front of the servers, I do this. It's like, you know, you have a table, you have 10 servers, and each, mm-hmm, of you servers have three tables. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we all travel, and you get on a cruise ship, you go to one of those where they sell everything, right, the markets. And if you go to Cabo or Mexico or wherever, Bahamas, and all of those little booths sell the same thing. The, yeah, same tequila shirt, the same margarita glass, the same little games they play. But you know where you shop at is the one that's like, hey, sir, come over here, I'll cut you a deal, mm-hmm, you know, and the other one just sitting back like this. Well, I'm not going to stop at that booth. So I always tell our servers, you know, you're your business upon your own. You know, I'm giving you an opportunity to make as much money as you try to make. You know, you get three tables. If I was a server, I'd have the cleanest tables. My ketchups would be perfect. My salts would be perfect. And I'd be waiting. My chairs would be polished. I'd be like, hey, come over here to my section. You want to sit in my section? Yeah. And I tell our servers, that's why server A is making $300 a day and server B is making $50, because her ketchups, they don't have to, hey, we're out of ketchup. Or, hey, there's no salt on the table or whatever it might be in their quick service. We're experiencing that with one of our managers, that somebody's applied for management, but he's balking a little bit because he's making $300 a day.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and you brought the idea of it being an entitlement is the perfect comment, because like not everybody is in the, like, knows even what tipping is. So I always attack, you know, tipping as a whole of, you, if someone leaves you a bad tip, how do you react to that? You have an opportunity to figure out what you did wrong, go back and fix it and do better next time. The ones that are making the most tips are attacking it like that. So you can't say every single experience, I'm going to get upset that they didn't leave me 20%. You have to look at it, you know, your percentages as a whole, all the tables you got all week, and continue to capitalize it on. That's what the little tiendas are doing. They're basically saying, how did I not get that guy that walked by me and went to Kim? And what do I have to do? Maybe he's not the guy that I have to wave my hands to. Maybe I have to find out the the dynamic of I got to go talk to the quiet person and attack them a different way. So you have to have different styles, but like tipping isn't a every single person that doesn't tip you well you have to be upset about. That's an opportunity to learn where you could have done better. And I think the good ones play ball in that space.
Yeah.
And there's people that you can come in that, and when you get so good at it, irregardless of how good the service you are, you know they're a $5 tipper.
Yeah.
Right? But they still deserve this still kick-ass experience that you would give everybody else. And over time, you have so many opportunities to increase that 20% you're shooting to 21 or 22 and make yourself more money. That's how you win in tipping. I think we get so stuck on that one person that didn't tip me well.
Yeah. That's...
Yeah. And honestly, I was talking to you the other day about this. It's like when we, and it may have been just because of our salary threshold when we were younger, but when we were younger, we would go to a restaurant and 10% was like, that was an exceptional service.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know if that was just because we were young and we thought that, or if that was like where it was, where our 20% is today, that's where it was back in 20 years ago, yeah. Was within the 10% threshold, right? So I don't know if inflation has brought it up to the 20% or not. I can't really argue that or make a good argument for that.
We bring that up because when we were dating, we were poor.
Yeah.
And you're putting yourself through college. We go Casale, and I'm going to tell on ourselves. We would share a Nacho Supreme.
Yeah.
And she would get one soda, I'd get a water, uh-huh. And we'd share that. And our bill was like 10 bucks, and we'd leave a dollar.
Yeah.
10%.
Yeah, it was 10%.
Yeah. Cuz that's all we could afford back then. So that's so true.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, I'm curious is if 10 went to 20 just because of inflation, or has it always been that and I've just been ignorant to the fact 20 years ago maybe, I don't know.
I think it was. We were growing up in a spot we didn't really get fine dining. So we didn't pay attention to that. You've taught our kids that when they go out to eat, what percentages are tips and how, especially when they eat at one of our restaurants, you know, that they better tip well. So
you're a speed and accuracy deal though. For that server, it's how quickly can I get them in and out? I know what they want already. They come in and get the same thing every time. I know they're leaving me a buck. I'm going to put a smile on my face, but can I get them in and out of here in 25 minutes? Cause I need another buck.
Yeah.
For someone else coming in there. That's where we capitalize on tipping. You got to know your audience and the people that are tipping. And it's not black and white. Everybody is going to expect their own experience. Some want to stay there long. Some want to stay there short. Some want to engage with you. Some don't.
Yep.
That's where tipping as an art, 10, 20, 30%, it doesn't matter. But like, those are the details that we need to be talking about and coaching to. But the whole idea of like tipping everywhere, there's no rules around it. Yeah. We're all figuring this out ourselves. So that's why we wanted to talk about it today, I think.
Yeah.
Like just some mindset. How are we thinking about this?
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, one sum of it, and this is the debate I had on social media about, because I get very upset when I see this in the tipping side of it. It's where you'll see guest comments on the social pages and they're like, I'm never going back to this restaurant because my service sucked. And I'm like, well, okay, that's not the way it's supposed to be. If my server has a bad day, and I'm going to be honest with you guys, we have some that have bad days. We have to deal with it on social. We have to deal with it on comments.
We're humans.
Yeah, they're humans. They're humans. A lot of them are putting themselves through school.
Yes.
A lot of them might be a single mom, single father, and they have bad days like we all do. We get up and not on the best side of the business side and have little meltdowns. And I always said this, you don't ever forget to tip. Now, if they have a bad day, leave them a smaller tip and they'll know. But if you don't leave them, like people say, I ain't leaving no tip. Well, then they think you forgot. But leave them a note or just pull them aside. If they're just having a bad day, give them a little pat on the back. Because I've had this many times. People call me, hey, my service was terrible at Buffalo Wild Wings last night. Well, give me that girl's name. What's her name? They'll tell me, oh, it's this name. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna call him fire. No, I don't want you to fire. Don't fire. I'm like, well, you said she's not good. I mean, you should have told her something then. You should have told her put her off the side, because that's what you're gonna do, call and complain. But on the side of the model, Kim and Justin, I feel like if the service is not good, don't judge the restaurant, right? Because then on the other side, I'll
judge the tip.
Then judge the tip and give them, you know. But then on the other side, you'll see this, like, I didn't tip because my food was terrible. I didn't like my steak or, you know, the flavors were no good. I just wasn't a good restaurant. Well, the server could have busted their butt, you know, and brought the food out. you know, got corrected what you ordered, gave your receipt, gave your refills, did everything, but don't judge her on the restaurant flavors or the TV's not working or the cleanness of a certain restaurant, because there's two parts of it. You know, I don't want you to not come back to my restaurant if we had a bad day. Come back and try it out. Let us know. We'll try to recoach and see what we could do different. But I feel like they judge us both for that reason. And they'll say, I'm not going back to a restaurant because the service was no good. Well, give us an opportunity to fix it, but don't just judge all of us on that, because they could have just had a bad day. You know, you see that.
Oh, yeah. I think you're asking for common sense.
Yeah. I just love how you just nail it. Like, you know, there's no gray area. Let's just be black or white, common sense. So people have some common sense in it. Think about it a little bit.
It's hard work. For the perfect experience, so many things have to come together. So many different departments, so many different interactions. For that server to really knock it out of the park, it does take a team effort to get there a lot of times. But it is hard work for them to do all the things that they need to do, even in the days of, you know, newer and brighter technology and kitchen innovations and all the things that they have to deal with. So just echoing what you're saying, they're working hard out there for those tips.
Yeah. There's so many parts in moving in a restaurant. I mean, there's so many parts that we get judged by on that.
What goes into a tip is almost like its own separate combo for another chat.
It is.
Think people are upset about service tipping. I think it's the other portion of, like you said, you were nervous about Walmart wanting to ask for a tip. Yeah. It's the fear that what else is going to be in my face for tipping. You know, I go to the hair salon and they do. How much would you like to leave for a tip? Or you go to Starbucks, how much would you like to leave for a tip?
Yeah.
Those kind of things. That's it's getting on people's conscience.
I got a blinker bulb last week at AutoZone and replaced it myself. And I was waiting for him to turn that little antenna go around and go, would you like to leave me a dollar for looking this bulb up?
You know, one thing I want to end it on this. When you think about those models, Kim, back in the old days when I delivered groceries out, there was no tip model. There was nothing like that. But I realized really quickly, if I spoke to those people carrying their bags, bagged their, made sure everything was, their produce was taken care of, their cold's cold, their warms, your boxes are over here, I'd get a 50 cents. And I realized that really quickly. Every time I talked to that lady walking out and asked her about the weather, I've said this before, and I said that about 50 times walking out in the same day. Hey, the weather's nice today, right? Yeah. Or the rain's coming this afternoon. I'd get 50 cents. So I knew the more I talked, the more I did that. Back in the old days, we'd have it at Arby's, and Starbucks does it. Starbucks does it different. They entice you with extra points. Do you know that? If you tip, you get extra points.
You taught me that. That's one of the only reasons why I do tip at Starbucks, is because you said I get extra stars.
They get extra stars.
I haven't tested your theory yet, and I hope you're right, because I've been leaving them.
It does. It'll say extra stars, so they entice that. But let me ask you a question. Let's go back. Remember her little? Remember her fast food joint that she worked at years ago? When you were a younger lady?
Yeah.
Burger King, employee of the month. Still love that video. Pops up on my TikTok all the time. I still get comments.
I didn't get tips.
Would you work harder?
What?
Would you have worked harder, like been a little nicer, if you got tips back in Burger King years ago?
Well, I guess. I mean, the answer to that would be absolutely. Heck yeah. That wasn't the model, but yeah. I'm sure if I was, anytime somebody dangled an extra dollar in front of me, I was going to work harder to get it.
Yeah.
No doubt.
And see, I don't feel like they do that these days. I feel like that you're saying that now. The youth today that are fast food joints, but they're not excited about it. Even when I tip the button, they don't, hey, you know. I notice when I go to a restaurant, I write 20% or 25%. They look at that and you can see them smile. They get excited about that. Yeah. When you do this dollar tip, like you said, it pops up $2. I don't see them get excited. Because it's like they expect it now.
Well,
and that's the problem.
Like at Starbucks, it goes into like a tip pool kind of thing, I'm assuming. It's not individualized.
Yeah, they're passing the wage on to the guest. Yeah. That's what's happening there in those joints. That's a different model that the public has just not really got educated on fully yet.
So they pull it together and they share it today. Yeah. But I a little inside, though.
But it's given our industry a black eye.
It is. I did hear something one time from a Starbucks employee here locally that they know who tips and who tips well.
How would they?
I don't know. I don't know if it's cash or what, because they were like, so-and-so comes in all the time. He's a big business owner, and he tips very, very well. I'm like, oh, is it app order, or is he just dropping cash in it? Yeah. So I was like, how do you know that?
Tip discrimination.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like on,
oh gosh, yeah. Justin. Here we go. Some broke lawyer out there just heard that.
Yeah. I had an internal moment too, because I'm like, man, am I not tipping enough? Yeah. It's Starbucks.
They know you, Justin.
Go there every morning.
And I wanted to ask, it's like, hey, I feel like, you know, I always felt like this. Oh, I always did, gosh, like I do 50 cents per item. Like if I order two coffees, like this morning, I had me and you a coffee, I did a dollar.
So you don't even look at the total?
No, nope. I just do 50 cents per. And I used to do it like in the old days when you went to a bar. You ordered four drinks, you know, four bucks.
Was common.
I felt like it was, and I think that's how it goes in those. But, you know, I think they, you know, I figure like they know who you are. So, but
Interesting.
Yeah. So thank you for your time today, guys. Yeah. Appreciate y'all. Tipping is important, and it's become a hot topic, and it's become a thing that I don't know. We might have to start looking at differently in the future, and I hate that. You know, I feel like it does drive good hospitality.
I want to take up for our industry just for a moment and say, tip your servers. They're out there servicing you, and here in Texas and Louisiana, I know for sure our employees, we do take advantage of the tip credit. They need your tips. Yeah, we pay them the minimum wage, but they're out there servicing. They're providing a service to you guys, so go out there and tip your servers.
Yeah.
They appreciate it.
They do. I'm glad you said that, because me and you were at one of our restaurants the other day, and one of our servers came up and been with us for 10 years.
Yes.
She's been with us 10 years, and she does very well, you know, and I'm excited about that, because they do work hard. It is a very stressful business, and they wait on all different kinds of attitudes that day.
Yes, yeah, and then they have their own that they're dealing with. So
yeah, they got a lot of stuff at home.
Tip your servers.
Yeah, tip your servers and, you know, people out there. And on the other things, if it turns it around, you make your choice. You know, if you make your choice, don't hit it. If you feel like they've done something and knew your name, hello, John, thanks for coming in today. They're at McDonald's, Arby's, wherever. And then give them extra money, because they're working hard. That means they're trying.
Yeah.
So if they're just doing an average job, don't hit the no button. But if they're doing an exceptional job, hit a little extra on there. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time, guys. Appreciate you, and we'll see you soon. Make sure you go hit that subscribe button. Thank you, guys.